My name is Ray from class 205, and I chose the video on investigating rocks. The role of the teacher in the video was that she was able to put her observation of the child's interest, such as the rock, and turn it into an opportunity for children to be able to explore and learn more about the rocks. The teacher managed to ask questions that were open-ended and did not limit children to their discovery. Firstly, the teacher started off with a book on how children can use a rock to do different things and how the rock can be used in different ways, such as drawing, writing, or giving it away as a gift. Children had many ideas of many things that the rock can do. Each child was then able to try to break open the rock, and the teachers asked questions on what could have been inside the rock, for example, and many children answered colors, animals, and etc. The teacher then asked the questions on what materials they could use to break open the rock. The teacher then used a table to organize the children's answer while they were exploring and investigating the rock. The teacher focused on experimenting and allowing the children to experiment and investigate the rock using different varieties, such as different sizes, different shapes, and different colors. The children were able to investigate, and using an authentic experience, the teacher was there guiding the children and helping them to develop their interest into something that they will learn more from. The teacher provided different variety of sizes and different materials for children to break open the geode, but children were able to do it. Children were able to see what was inside the rock, and they were able to bring it home. The children were very excited when they were talking about what was inside and outside the geodes, and the teacher wanted to take this as an opportunity to make a connection to the world. That was when the teacher brought in the idea of opening up what was inside the fruit. The teacher then bring in some fruits and asked the children to open up to let them guess and see what was inside the fruit that they were going to open. The teacher also provided and let them have activities such as having a rock tower, where children came over, 3 to 4 children in one group, to build a rock tower. They wanted to see how many rocks the children could stack. This would allow children to have an experience on how to build a tower with as many rocks as possible. Children were able to manipulate the rocks and match the sizes to create the tallest tower they could. The teacher focused and emphasized on the process skill of investigation and experimentation for children. And one key learning point that I have learned from this activity and this video is that it is very important for children to be able to apply what they have learned into their authentic experience. I feel that children will be able to apply what they have learned more. Children will be able to apply what they have learned more actively if they were able to apply it into their real life authentic experience, such as cutting a fruit. One question that I have though on inquiry-based learning is that the learning is not as organized, because it is through children's interest, and sometimes it may be a very close-ended topic. Hence, it will take very long for children to discover many different things about the world. Thank you.